fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 7th day of October, 2007, coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. We have a special guest on hold, a really neat guy. I've come to know this gentleman and develop a friendship and relationship with this gentleman. And it's kind of funny how all this got started. Back when I first came on Republic, and nearly 3 years ago, I started promoting this book, not knowing the co-author, who I'll be introducing here momentarily, because I already had a copy of this book and was a big supporter of the information and the concepts in here. As it turned out, the copy I had was a pirate copy that somebody had illegally photocopied and bound up in a spiral binding. And Tom and I, my guest Tom Harrington and I, were talking about this pirate copy that I bought at a gun show, and how, of all things, as it turned out, the pirates who were committing a crime, actually copying a copyrighted book and selling it as a crime, could have bought this book wholesale cheaper than they were reproducing it in their illegal pirate versions. So how about that? Tom Harrington is the co-author of this book titled Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System. 182 pages with detailed photographs and diagrams contained in these 12 chapters, going into everything, quite literally, everything you need to know about it. Emergency Survival Communications. Tom has an interesting bio. He's done some things that, quite frankly, a movie could be made from, literally a movie could be made from. And without further ado, Tom Harrington, are you there, sir?
Yes, uh-huh. Can you hear me all right?
We hear you fine. We good. Copy you 5x5, Roger.
Very good.
And what part of North Carolina are you in? Are you in the mountains or near the coast?
No, I'm in the mountains.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th of October, 2007, and we're visiting with the co-author of Emergency Survival Communications, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Tom, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was right at 10 years ago or so that this book was published. No, not quite that. The second printing was 99, so we're looking at about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. What was the impetus, the reason that you thought this book needed to be published?
Well, I've been in the electronics business for many years and been an amateur radio operator for that length of time plus. And we always had a series of calls almost on a daily basis of many of these questions and wanting answers to some of their questions. So through the years, we put the book together, and there were actually three of us in it. The gentleman whose name appears on it as the author is
Dave Ingram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very, very nice guy. Worked for us for many years. And it, we've had a couple printings of it, and it's gone very well. One thing you have to explain to some people is that the minute you put the book out, a specialist book which shows a lot of different radio equipment and amateur equipment and other things that sometimes it, you know, the a lot of these pieces of equipment are still available, but there are some that aren't, and they, you know, it's a constant changing situation. But
well, glad it's true, Tom. Anything involving technology is going to be fast changing. However, the concepts don't change, and the engineering principles don't really change, and that's why this book remains as valuable today as when the ink was still wet.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways, even more so, because we have sections in there. There's 12 chapters in here, and we get into solar power and amateur radio, and we also have one chapter that the key to survival news, which, you know, is very important, as we know. You know, shortwave radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, world of amateur radio, scanning, CB, citizens band.
Right.
Personal communication systems, and then satellite radio. And from there, we go into alternate power sources, and also free playing radios that require no power, and weather information, section on easy-to-build antennas, which are mainly wire configurations, and then a complete source list, which is still up to date pretty much. And it covers a lot of ground, but answers a lot of questions. One of the things I wanted to get into was that in the amateur radio situation, and I know that you also admit to being an amateur radio operator, correct?
Right. KP0QJV.
Yeah, right. I'm W8OMV. And I talked to ARRL, which...
Amateur Radio Relay.
Yeah, Amateur Radio Relay.
Radio Relay
League.
Relay, yeah. Relay, yeah, right.
And some of your listeners could, if they're interested in amateur radio, some of the lower licenses do not require any code, any CW, in today's world. And they are quite happy to have inquiries into the ARRL.
Thank us now. It's the first three licenses that don't require code. It used to be just no code.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
But now it's the first three licenses, which gets you up into some pretty serious areas amateur capability.
Right, especially in a dire situation. But if you want me to take a minute, I was told to give the telephone number
for
ARRL.
Okay, we'll do that, and we have a website also, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that telephone number for ARRL?
The phone number is area code 860-594-0200, and that's 860-594-0200, and they also put out QST on a monthly basis, which is a great magazine to have.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been getting it for many years. Many years ago, I became a life member, and that goes with the life membership. So, through thick and thin, I've received many hundreds and hundreds of copies of QST.
Really?
Okay.
That's good. I'm trying. Oh, I thought I had a link. I do. On my website, Tom, thelibertyman.com, on my links page, I have a link to the ARRL website.
Good.
So that's pretty painless. You go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, and I've got that link. You just click onto it, and then you'll be at the official website of the National Association for Amateur Radio. And right below that, I've got a link to Amateur CQ Magazine, Amateur Radio.
Yeah, CQ is good in magazine, too.
And, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty painless and pretty simple, thelibertyman.com, and you'll get that link. I don't know whose decision it was, Tom, to put those first five pages in your book about the 1996 power outage out west, but...
That was mine.
It's a gripping story. These five pages just... it's amazing how much information is packed in five pages to show several things, one of which, of course, the very predictable human response and human nature of people that aren't prepared attempting to deal with an emergency. And we see this time and time again. Hurricane Katrina, of course, one of the more recent ones. When people who aren't prepared, aren't trained, don't have the necessary equipment or knowledge, get involved in a disaster, they might as well be a child in diapers. They're absolutely hopeless and useless.
Yeah, absolutely, because most people like that do not understand or know how to get current information, and it can vary through different. There's many different sources. One of the things that I think in amateur radio, we have an emergency, networks and
right.
that type
right.
of thing that comes into play. Of course, one of the other great things, as opposed to Citizens Band, is that there's a network of repeaters. Those are pretty
2 meter repeaters.
Pretty nice.
I use all the time.
Pardon?
I use them all the time.
Yes. I do too. I'll explain a little bit about that. They are retransmit locations that are usually in high spots or in with good antennas and plenty of power. And ARRL publishes a repeater directory for,
right.
And the thing is about an inch thick. It's a real small pocketbook, but there's literally, I've never counted them, but it's got to be in the thousands. And no matter where you go, those repeaters are up, and the majority of these repeaters had still have emergency power.
They do. And typically, Tom, these repeaters are run by amateur clubs who are focused on emergency communications. And
right.
I often hear it said, well, how long will these repeaters be up and running during a crisis? And here's my response. These clubs and these men and women, they will focus on keeping those repeaters going. And if something happens, if there's a problem with power or damage, they will be out there repairing the damage, getting the power back up and running. That will be a high priority because that's what they do. It's who they are.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the whole repeater system.
Precisely. Precisely.
And the repeater system is far-reaching. I'm up in North Carolina, and I owned and maintained a repeater up on, and I had antenna in a very, very high spot. Also had all types of emergency power, and it was one of the fire towers.
Hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th day of October, 2007. We're visiting this afternoon with Mr. Tom Harrington, the co-author of the book titled Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Before the break, we were talking to Tom about the repeater he had set up on a fire tower. Are you still there, Tom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a personal interest in this because I'm working with some local officials on emergency communications, and we've got a really nice Forest Service fire tower nearby. How did you secure permission to get a repeater site there?
It was very easy because we are very weather-related in this area. And,
okay.
They welcomed it, even too. I used to donate some money to one of their things once in a while, at least to pay for some of the power. But it was just, you know, it would cover about six states.
That's amazing. Were you able to deal with just the Forest Service people locally, or did you have to go to Washington?
No, it was local. There were,
it was local.
Yeah, there were some other antennas up there, and a gang of them. But they they were at the highest spot, naturally.
Right.
Because
right.
The basic idea of that service is for forest fire and
right.
other you know, other areas. You know, I don't mean to belittle Citizens Band or shortwave radio or anything like that, but you might explain what, you know, CB is. I mean, I have one sitting here that I can turn on, but it's basically a 10-mile plus, you know, situation as far as, you know.
Well, the Citizens Band is the 11-meter band.
Yeah.
And it's handy. I like to monitor Channel 19 on the Citizens Band when I'm on the highway.
Sure.
These truckers will give each other a heads up about trouble ahead on the road.
Road
conditions. If there's a blockage up ahead, they'll let you know which lane you need to be in.
Absolutely.
And if I see brake lights, and if I'm listening to Frank Sinatra or something, I'll turn off Frank and turn up Channel 19 and find out what's going on and let's see, do I need to get off the highway or do I not? And Channel 19 on the CB will allow me to do so. Plus, an extra bonus, you get to hear all this colorful language. and for anybody, Tom's laughing because he knows what I'm talking about. But it's most of the time these guys keep it fairly clean, and there's some very vulgar language out there on the CB. But that's the trade-off, and it's
not all that
purpose.
Bad. But
it's not as bad as it used to be most of the time.
No.
And then sometimes these guys tell some pretty funny jokes. So,
that's true. I'll also tell you, they converse with telling each other where the fuel stops are, too.
Yeah, well, they're looking for
out
truck
west,
stops,
that means quite a bit.
If you need diesel fuel, you'll find out where the diesel fuel is.
Right, and then the cheapest price.
At the cheapest price.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
One of the chapters we cover in here to quite some extent is shortwave radio. Of course, I've owned and built and listened to shortwave. I'm not, again, trying to belittle any particular service, but...
Well, you devote 20, almost 25 pages here to shortwave.
Yeah, but shortwave radio is definitely a atmospheric conditions situation. It can sometimes come in like just booming in, and other times you can't even receive a station. And of course,
now am I accurate in saying that frequently, most of the time at night, you'll get better shortwave reception?
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, and that may work out, because in a long-term, even short-term survival situation, people are going to be busy with domestic chores, gathering and preparing food, doing equipment maintenance and so forth, and they may have in a couple of hours in the evening when it's too dark to work to get caught up on national and international events, and that's when the shortwave reception is going to be the best.
Right.
So that would be a real advantage there, to be able to find out what's going on in the world. I recall during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, Tom, how we were just desperate for any information at all. None of us had a shortwave radio in my outfit. We had access to the AM broadcast, the Army's broadcasting.
Right.
And on one hand, it was scary to hear what was going on around the country, but on the other, we were just glad to have any kind of news at all.
That's exactly right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course, the United States now does not have any federal service. You know, their system is...
Tom, hold on. We've got a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th of October, 2007. Before we get back to our guests, I need to remind you that a dandy place to set up your shortwave receiver would be on top of a few cases of freeze-dried food from the freeze-dried guy.
That sounds good.
And
I believe in that, too.
Absolutely. I know you do, Tom, and I want to get a little bit into your personal story, but freeze-dried guy can be reached at his toll-free number, 866-404-3663. I say again solely, 866-404-3663, or his website, freeze-dried guy.com. Now, Tom, you were an aviator in World War II, B-17s. What was your position in the aircraft?
All over.
I mean, you pilot, co-pilot, navigator.
Well, I went in first as a gunner, and then went to engineer, and then I went to flight school. Took care of that.
So you ended up being a pilot?
Yeah, after a fashion, but it ended up in another type of aircraft, but.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to cover, again, I say we covered the world of amateur radio showing all the different easy-to-build antennas, which are, consist of wire, mainly.
All right.
Held up by trees. The next chapter, we cover scanning and scanners. And there's some very, very good scanners out there that also have all the weather bands and can scan
those. Chapter 5, yep.
Yeah, and also give you an alarm system. All these units are set up so that if they have an alert, it'll turn your receiver on and also give you a warning. And it's quite a system.
These scanners have come a long way from those 10 and 12 and 17 channel scanners they had 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. They're all programmable and easy to use.
They are. Yep. If you can dial a telephone, you can program a scanner. It is very, very simple.
Yeah, it's not that difficult.
Just follow the instructions.
Yeah, yep. Then we talked a little bit about citizens band. One of the other areas we get into is the personal communications. You know, the different personal units.
Right.
We try to cover that pretty well. And the next chapter is the GPS situation, which was well into effect that, you know, when we wrote the book, and has even been enhanced even more.
Yes. When the book was written, the GPS had been intentionally degraded quite a bit in terms of how accurate it was. But was it Clinton that took that off?
I'll tell you, it's down.
I think it was.
It's down to some of the units I have. I can walk across my deck, and it'll tell me how many steps I made and how many feet I went. That's how accurate it is.
Right.
Yeah, it's always on the sensitive side of it, and a lot of people couldn't or should use GPS. It's there. We're paying for it, correct?
Absolutely, we are. It's a wonderful technology. It's simple to use.
Yeah.
I believe my 10-year-old grandson could use a GPS unit.
Yeah, very easy, and most of the screens now and even the handhelds are extremely accurate. Then we go into free playing radios. These are radios that require no power. Everything from a crystal set to some of these newer wind up radios that have a generator with a crank on the side and other different types. Surprising enough, we even put in a little section in that chapter on crystal radios.
I don't know if boys, Cub Scouts, you know, 10 and 12 year old boys used to build these crystal sets in Boy Scout, Cub
Scout. Absolutely, yes, indeed. That's how I got it.
Do they still do that kind of thing? I don't have any idea.
Yeah, absolutely. They go beyond what we did when I was in the Scouts. But that led me into radio first through...
It's almost like magic because the simple crystal set requires no outside power.
No, the first diode I had was a razor blade, a blue... You know, one of those double-edged blue razor blades.
Sure, sure.
And during the war, some of the fellows used to make those up, but showed you how to make one of those, and then we list some other good crank-up radios, and there's a raft of them on the market today.
And yeah, the first generation were really low and really heavy. That's only been back in the mid-90s.
That's right.
As first generation crank radios came out, but now they're very compact, very lightweight, easy to crank.
I've got a Grundig up here.
I have a Grundig also.
I think that radio is under $60 retail.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you can beat that.
Plus, they have an emergency light built in a way to charge up your cell phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. That'll provide some power for cell phones and other devices, you know, even the GPS unit. I've tried it on that several times, and works extremely well.
And all that's in the book that's available at my website, thelibertyman.com, Emergency Survival Communications. Then we go into Chapter 10, weather.
Yep, weather.
There's more to this, and things you can print out maps off the radio.
Absolutely.
Well, the people don't have a clue about this, Tom. Tell them how they can do this.
Well, there's many sources. Most of it, a lot of it is the government, but there's also a lot of free weather being transmitted. And way back when, it was called facsimile. And it would give you all types of weather charts and cloud charts and everything else, and it was done on a dot matrix printer. Took you about 25 minutes to get a
And you got a very
print,
poor quality image.
Now it just projects into a screen, almost instantaneous, and the clarity and the accuracy of it is, you know, short of amazing.
Right, right.
Do you have anything that you're doing the weather on?
Well, I've got the equipment, but I have to confess it's not set up to do everything I can do. I've got a very fine Harris transceiver, Tom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's the top.
Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, sure doesn't.
But it's not set up. It's in storage and being held back for emergency use. I'm very familiar with this. In fact, I have access to encryption and decryption that can intercept encrypted messages from foreign embassies in Washington, D.C. and decrypt those messages instantaneously.
Oh, boy, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you're getting me interested.
Yeah, well, I get into some fun stuff here. Getting back to the book, these people simply aren't aware that you can get hard copy maps off the radio.
Yeah, I know.
This is brand new. I doubt there's maybe 1% of the people listening to you and I talk have had a clue before they heard us talk that this even existed. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if and when the Internet goes down or you don't have enough power to run a PC, which takes a considerable amount of power, you may still have enough power to run your radio.
Still have to have your phone lines, too, John.
Well, you have to have a phone line also. Well, excuse me.
No, I mean on the computer.
Oh, yeah, on the phone line for the computer, yes.
Yeah.
So with radio, if
unless
your radio's
you're
up and running, you can download or print out maps or weather maps.
Mm-hmm.
That may be another life-saving capability to be able to have these maps right there in front of you.
Yeah, instantaneous.
And then we go chapter 11, power sources.
Yeah, well, I've been a proponent of solar power for many years up here. I've had wind systems, and I am not in a wind area as such. When it blows, it really blows, so
right.
you have to shut the wind source down. But I tried that quite a few years ago, and that's the one thing. If anyone is considering any type of alternate power sources, they have to be very careful that they understand the weather and the wind situation there, because you need a constant 8 to 10 knots of wind on a almost consistent basis. And there are a lot of places in the country and in the world that have that situation. But I don't happen to be in one. And I spent quite a bit of money building towers and everything else, and climbing towers.
Oh, yeah.
Because those things do need maintenance. No matter
Absolutely.
What anybody tells you, they still need maintenance.
Anything with moving parts is going to need maintenance. And I've done the same thing. Time I spent many a day on a tower. And I'm in a similar situation. Wind here in this part of the Ozarks is something that's not dependable for generating power.
No.
At night, we generally have no wind. In the daytime, it's generally light breezes. And that's pretty much what we have.
Pretty much like we have here in the Smokies.
Also, getting back to the power, I'm converting all my batteries to nickel metal hydride. I assume you're doing the same thing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And the other thing is I'm on a full solar system, and I was interested in one of the sponsors, Ken Solar.
Right.
And
I was just on his website during the break. He's got quite a line of products here.
Yes, the cost of panels now have, there are new materials being used for photovoltaic,
right.
And the price on panels now is, I would say, I haven't priced them lately, but I would say it's probably close to, I know it's a half. It might be as low as a third of what it used to be, you know, a few
That's
years
true.
Ago.
That's true. To power an entire house with all the bells and whistles that Americans are used to, you're still looking at about $80,000. But just to get
Yeah, you can do it for much under that if you're a little stingy on where you put the power.
Precisely. And if you're just going to have power for your radio, your communications equipment, you can do that very, very reasonably.
Yeah, 3,000 or 4,000 watts will do that.
Absolutely.
And, I had to go through the battery part of the whole thing quite a few years ago, but I have lead acid batteries now that are approaching 12 years old.
Well, here's what you need to look at if you're not aware of this technology. PulseTech.
Yep.
PulseTech technology. Are you familiar with it?
That's what I use right now.
Okay. Well, that's what I use also. I've got it on all my batteries. And
it just quadruples the life of the battery. It's unreal.
It does. And people are out there scratching their heads, what are these two men talking about? Lead-acid batteries go bad because of the buildup on the plates. The lead plates get this buildup.
They sulfonate.
Of sulfate on the plates, and that's how they go bad.
Right, and you do have to keep them full of distilled water.
And you have to keep them topped off, and you have to cycle them. They don't sit there. It's best to have them going through a constant slight charge and discharge. In addition, the PulseTech devices knock that sulfate buildup
off
the lead plates. They just knock it right off.
That's right. Since I've had that since it came out quite a few years ago, and it's very reasonable now. And I put the second system in the pulse, charge.
Right.
And it'll even practically bring other batteries that you might be getting rid of, it'll bring
actually,
them back. Bring,
actually,
bring
Pulse
them back
Tech,
up.
Yeah, you're right. The normal device would do that, but PulseTech has a special device. It's a bit pricey that will actually restore batteries that appear to be pretty much finished. I've got them on all my cars, my trucks, our backup bank of batteries. The U.S. military, they're mil-spec. U.S. military uses them on their tanks.
Yeah,
that's what sold me.
One of the biggest mistakes that I made, and I made about all of them, was I had a fair amount of panels, but I was under battery. I didn't have the capacity to store that much, and also I was told back then that my transfer voltage should start at 12 volts and then use the converter to bring it up to 110 or 120 volts AC. That's not the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you're going to power radios or small things. That's right. Great. But the converters and everything, and the other thing is early on I did find a good source of batteries, which are...
Hold on. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, and we're really close to being out of time. Tom, you got time for a quick call here?
Well, I'll tell you, I got a couple other remarks to make. First of all, on any solar system, I was going to 12-volt batteries. Don't ever go that way. You go 6-volt forklift batteries or golf cart batteries.
Yep.
and then go from and wire it up for 24 volts into the converter to 120.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what, how we wired ours down here. We've got those forklift batteries.
Right.
These things, they're over 2 feet tall. They're huge, and they're heavy.
That's right. Oh, boy, you've got some good ones.
One weighs, I don't know, 80 or 100 pounds.
They'll try. You buy enough of them, they'll truck them in for you. I'll tell you, one of the other things I wanted to cover is that Republic Broadcasting is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on KU band satellite. Okay.
Right.
You can buy that whole system, which is a 30-inch dish, the receiver and everything else you need, for less than the cost of a decent shortwave receiver.
And there's no monthly charge.
No, not at all. And it doesn't tie up your phone line or on the computer or anything else.
And if the phone line's down, then you still got communications.
Right, and you can, those are available through Republic Broadcasting.
Yeah, absolutely they are. Let's take a quick call because we're almost time here. Gary from Tennessee, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Good evening
to you, Tom. I'm Gary, XKL7FOL from Alaska. One quick question. Mm-hmm. I know you're not supposed to do this.
What?
But
I won't. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not supposed to do this, but I understand either ICOM or one of those Japanese firms, especially on 2-meter handhelds, you can like move one wire over one slot. And
I don't
have continuous.
I don't have any idea about that.
Oh, okay. That was the question.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, as people get deeper into communications, they'll find all kinds of little tricks and
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. He can find someone around that knows ICOM. Not that I don't know a little bit about ICOM, but.
ICOM's pretty high-end stuff. I've got a couple of ICOMs myself.
Very good. Yeah, I've got a couple of them, but I've never gone inside the last one. I know what he's talking about. I'm just through the grapevine, but
I didn't quite get that. Cut one wire, and what happens?
It's the switch of the wire some way. I don't know enough about to even talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't worry about that. We got enough on our plate as it is.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I think anyone that's considering something as far as receive, I would certainly look into the KU band satellite.
Absolutely, and it's not just radio; it's also television.
Everything. Oh, it's television. It's so
and music
much stuff up there. It's unreal.
Well, Tom, thank you for your time. I had
that's
a great
right.
time visiting with you. Appreciate it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tom Harrington, the author of Emergency Survival Communications, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I had a great time talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. As always, you all have a safe week, and God bless America.
With recent